This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 810, 4 ways to ask for a recommendation in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, a listener will ask us how to approach native speakers and ask them if they are happy with the things they bought. Find out the exact words to use today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how you feeling?
Hey, I am feeling great. How are you, Lindsay?
I am excellent. I just came back from a conference in California for podcasters. Oh, so that was very cool.
That's awesome. Wow. I can't wait to hear more about it.
I know. I met so many cool and friendly podcasters, and it's very exciting, the world of podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I'm sure you have a lot of wisdom to share.
A lot of wisdom to share. So before we start, Michelle, I want to say a special thank you to our reviewers in iTunes. Guys, we love these reviews. So special thank you to Lucky Star A1 from Ukraine, Morgana Lead from Brazil, Azio Auditore from Thailand, Musavi 69 from USA, Fabio Santos, Silvina Morales 80 from Argentina, Martin Zhao from Taiwan, Demizu 1 from Brazil, and Allison Rizzi from Brazil. Guys, thank you so much for your reviews. Go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes if you haven't done it yet.
Very awesome. Cool.
So, Michelle, have you bought anything lately?
I'm really trying to think of the answer to this question because I haven't bought like anything exciting lately. Maybe I got the other day I was able to get a deal on soap 10 for $10. You know, I don't know if that's quite what you were looking for, but I bought some soap. Stuff for to make smoothies. But I'm trying to think if I bought a new trash can.
That's very exciting, Michelle.
Very exciting.
Well, you have to take care of your house, right? You have to take care of your house.
Yeah, mostly like just household stuff. But I'm trying to think if I bought anything that exciting lately. Yeah, no. What about you?
Well, I just bought a new grill for our Urban English Adventures in Boston. We used it with our students when they were out here for the program. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, so I missed that barbecue. But so, I mean, are you happy with the grill you got?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's kind of bottom of the line, to be honest, because I'm not allowed to use a gas grill at my house. I have to use a charcoal grill.
Okay.
But, you know, it works. And we found out that it does work, you know, with the Boston Adventure. We enjoyed hot dogs together as a group and some beers, and we had a great time. So people were happy. In the end, we had lunch.
That's right. That's really what matters, right?
The question is, did you eat?
Right. Did you eat? And was everybody feeling okay after you ate?
Everyone was okay, as far as I know.
Good.
We had a very traditional American barbecue, right? And that was the end of our program. Guys, we're relaunching this program, opening up the invitations again. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston to find out more about that and to apply. Okay. So Michelle, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're talking about how you ask someone if they're happy with what they bought, right? So, I mean, this could be different if it's professional, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like absolutely.
A company doing like a survey or, you know, or it could be personal, like a friend asking about another friend's day out shopping.
Exactly. So we're going to show you what to expect and how to say this, depending on who you're talking to and who you are, right? Is it professional? Is it just a friendly conversation? We're going to give you guys everything you need to know. Okay, cool. So Michelle, we have a question from Sergio Rodriguez from Brazil. Would you mind reading the question?
I will. I thought you'd never ask.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank
you,
Michelle.
All right. Hi, girls. In one of your previous podcasts, you talked about how to use buy, shopping, and purchase, but something isn't clear to me. How can I ask someone about a purchase they have just made? Could I say, is it a good buy or a good purchase? Thanks for the attention. Sergio Rodriguez from Brazil. Thank you, Sergio.
Oh, and the thing that I think of when I think of this question is how we've become such a word of mouth shopping culture, right? When it comes to social networking like Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, how do you decide what you're going to buy, Michelle? Do you ask your friends for recommendations?
Yeah. I would ask. I ask friends for recommendations. Like, I mean, I remember way back when I was deciding on a new cell phone, like I wasn't sure if I should go with the iPhone or the Droid. So, you know, something I might put something online or ask my friends.
Yeah, I often see that. And I also see when, especially on Facebook with traveling experiences, people will say, oh, I'm in the Lower East Side of New York. Any recommendations for dinner? Right. I see that a lot.
Yeah, we did that. Well, we're actually going to Boston this weekend.
Yay. Boston is the place to be.
Yeah. So I can't get away from Boston. I'm going to have to move there. We put up like a thing on Facebook, like, oh, what recommendations do you have? And people love responding to that stuff. And I know we did that for Japan and other things.
Yeah, no, I love that. People love it because they love to show how much they know about a city.
Right. You know? That's true.
Yeah, it's so funny. So anyways, this is a good question from Sergio, and we're going to give Sergio some answers and also all our other listeners if they have this question. So let's break out a few scenarios. Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So what's one situation where we might ask this?
All right. So for example, maybe your friend is in the market for a car, right?
Yeah.
And they're asking another friend about a car they just bought.
Yeah. So something we could say would be, for example, have you been happy with your new car?
Right.
Right. And we say, have you been? Because it means that you still have your car, right? Maybe you bought it 2 months ago, a year ago even, and you want to check in with that person, right?
Right. I mean, you could say, are you happy with it?
Yeah, sure.
That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You could say, have you been or are you happy? But not really, were you happy? Because that means your car is gone, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's do a little scenario here. So.
All right. Here we go. Hey, Lindsay. I saw you just bought a new Subaru hatchback. What a cute car.
Oh, yeah. I bought it last week.
Have you been happy with it? Oh, I'm in the market for a new car too.
Yeah, totally. Oh, it gets great gas mileage and it turns really nicely too. I love tiny little cars. They're so much fun.
All right. That mistake was for you, Katya. One of our listeners who came to Boston, she said, oh, she always likes it when I make a mistake. She always knows that I'm going to make a mistake. So as soon as I did that, I know she's going to catch that.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing about the Boston adventure, right? We got to know our listeners on a personal level and, you know, the things about what they like about the show was so cool to hear. And so that's why, you know, we encourage you guys to apply. Go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston and get in for the next travel date. All right. Very cool. So I love this. So again, what did you say, Michelle, to check in with me about my purchase?
I said, have you been happy with it?
Yeah. And again, you could say, are you happy with it? Are you happy with your car? This is the most basic way of asking for feedback. It's very open-ended.
Right. Exactly. But it works.
It works. So what's another scenario where we would look for a recommendation?
Well, if you're at a restaurant and you're trying to, you know, if you're looking for a recommendation of where to eat.
Sure. And what would you say?
Would you recommend that place?
Yeah. Do you think this is natural, Michelle?
Yeah.
No, no. Do you not think it's natural?
I'm trying to think. Oh, would you recommend that place? I'm trying to think of what I might say. I mean, this could work for sure.
Yeah, I think I would say it sometimes. Obviously, that's why we're showing you guys a variety of options here. You're not going to repeat the same phrase every time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Michelle, I'm looking to make a reservation at a nice place for my birthday dinner. So what about that Italian place that's cash only in the West Village? Didn't you go there last week?
Sorry, my computer. Yeah, I did.
Would you recommend it?
The food was incredible, but the service was just okay. I'd call ahead to make sure they can take big parties.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so that's one way, you know, I think I would say this to a friend. To me, it doesn't sound too formal.
No, I would say this one. I think when you put, I was curious if you were going to do it, because when you said, would you recommend that place? Like, that place part sounded funny to me, but just it sounds good.
Yeah, I love that. So that's in context, right, guys? So you always want to pay attention. Right. Don't just learn the phrase in the grammar book, but pay attention to the context.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Guys, the best way to get fluent using All Ears English is to get the transcripts and follow what we say, every single word, mirror our pronunciation. To do that, you can subscribe and save 50%. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, how about you? So you're going to Boston this weekend, right? And you guys chose a hotel. How did you find that hotel that you were looking for?
We found it online because there was a good deal.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, no, so, but maybe if you hadn't found it, maybe you would have asked a friend for a recommendation or something, but you did it in a different way. Like, you found the hotel and then you said, let's go to that city, right? Instead of choosing the city and then looking for a hotel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So if you were going to look for a hotel recommendation in a city, what would you say?
So you could say, hey, how do you like blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. How'd you like the Hyatt Hotel in Boston, right? For example. Yeah. How'd you like it? How'd you like that hotel? This is so casual.
And you could use that one also for some of the other ones.
Sure. This sure. For the restaurant. How'd you like that restaurant? Yeah, absolutely. These are flexible, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a little example here. So, hey, Michelle, I'm going to New York next weekend and I need to book a place in Midtown. How'd you like that place on 55th and Lexington that you stayed in?
Oh, it was a really good deal. I recommend that you try the Bloody Marys in the hotel bar. They have an amazing brunch.
It's all about drinking, right?
Yeah. That's right. All about drinking.
No. That's awesome. So lately when I go to New York these days, I've been staying at Airbnbs. So not really hotels as much because, yeah, I find that it's a cheaper way to go and you end up getting often a better deal.
Awesome. I'd be curious to see like the Airbnbs in New York.
Yeah. Have you tried it? Because I think we talked about this before. You said you were going to try Airbnb and you hadn't tried it yet.
I stayed at one. Well, the thing is sometimes with Airbnb, I mean, we did stay in one, but it was like an inn. So it's, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So it wasn't like, oh, just like a one person thing. It was really like an actual B&B that was on Airbnb.
Okay, I see. All right. So I encourage you next time you get a chance, try it out. It's a very cool service. I think a lot of our listeners who came here to Boston, a few of them did use Airbnb and they had pretty good experiences overall. So that's good.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so let's switch gears here now, Michelle. And in this situation, it's more of a customer service call. So when you're a professional and you're asking a customer about their purchase, right? So what would you say if you're doing that?
All right. You could say, are you satisfied with your purchase?
Yeah. Why are we using purchase?
Because it's more formal.
Yeah. And we talked about this in a previous episode, guys. So come back to allearsenglish.com and type purchase in the search bar and you'll get that other episode where we talked about purchase, buy, and shop, right?
Exactly. Nice.
What about the word satisfied? Why are we using that?
Well, that's kind of more like customer service oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more professional, more customer service. Yeah, this isn't really something that you would say to a friend, right?
No, not really.
Not really, not really. Okay, here we go. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. I'm calling from Sears on Newbury Street in Boston.
Yes.
Yes, I see that you purchased a vacuum cleaner from us last month.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so I'm calling to see if you are satisfied with your purchase.
Oh, yeah, it's working out well.
That's great, ma'am. Shall I put you on our email list to hear about further deals?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds very professional, right?
Right.
Okay, awesome. So those are the four phrases, guys. So let's just recap those phrases, actually, Michelle. So the first one was, have you been happy with something, right? With your new car, your new house, for example. What's the next one, Michelle?
The next one is, would you recommend it? Would you recommend that place? Would you recommend, that dish, whatever?
Perfect. And the next one is, how'd you like it, right? How'd you like that restaurant? How'd you like that shop or something? Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the customer service one?
Are you satisfied with your purchase?
Very nice. Very nice. So what should our listeners keep in mind then as they're going out looking for recommendations?
Yeah, well, before you make a big purchase, ask your friends. That can be really helpful.
Yeah, especially as you said with your phone choice. I mean, when you choose a phone, you're locking yourself into contracts, right? Often, and you're like making a long-term decision.
Right. That's true.
So it's a good idea to check with your friends. Yeah, I think I want to switch away from iPhone and to Android. Yeah. So I have to look into that. Yeah. And then when what kind of questions should we ask?
They should really be open-ended questions, right? Because you really want to hear what people think. You want to hear their opinions, right?
Yeah, exactly. So instead of saying, did you like it? Because all they're going to say is yes or no. And then the conversation might end. You say, how'd you like it?
Right.
How'd you like it? Right?
Right, right, right.
I love it. And then what's the third way? What's the way we can ask for recommendations? That's what I see in the US.
Well, yeah, use online sites. Use Facebook, ask for recommendations on hotels or even places to travel. It can be really helpful. I do it.
Yeah, me too. And I love how on Airbnb.com there are reviews. I mean, you get reviewed as a guest and you review the person you stayed with. So that's kind of cool too. I love that.
Mm, yeah, that is cool.
All right. Awesome. So guys, if you want to see exactly what we said today, get every word, practice your pronunciation and your vocabulary, you can subscribe to the transcripts at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And Michelle, what should listeners do if they want to come to Boston?
They should go to allearsenglish.com/Boston to sign up. So you're going to get your video introduction and application done soon.
Yeah, you really want to get in there early because we have our early bird pricing, guys. Okay, so the price is going to go up in a couple of weeks. So you really want to get your application in early. We'll do your interview. And if you are the right kind of person to join the group, then we'll select you and you can get on the list and you'll get in early. It's always good to do things early.
Awesome. Because,
yeah, unfortunately, last time, a lot of great people applied towards the end. And, we wanted them to come, but it was too late, right? The spots were already taken. Don't let that happen to you guys. Okay.
Cool. Yes.
All right. Very cool, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. I'm going to go look for some more recommendations.
All right. Have a good one, Lindsay. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.